The Nome Police Department responded to a call Saturday evening on the beach about a mile and a half west of Nome. An officer found that 70-year-old Sidney Cohn had drowned while diving from a suction dredge. Cohn was from Missoula, Montana. Nome Police Chief John Papasidora says the investigation points to an accidental drowning.
Let's face it, okay, Mr. Cohn was 70 years old. He was doing underwater diving, had limited experience. It's exerting work. There could be a variety of factors. It could have elicited his inability to maintain contact with his regulator or for him to have suffered a drowning. At this point, we don't know if he may have had a heart attack, may have had a stroke, or that he may have got tangled in a rope.
Cohn's body was sent to Anchorage for an autopsy.
Cohn had worked in the past as a beach miner, but moved to an offshore dredge this year. Several entities are looking into the incident, including the Coast Guard, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. West Beach was designated as a public mining area this summer. The state has already issued 55 permits this season, and more are expected with the price of gold above $1,500. Chief Papasidora says a rush of inexperienced miners can create an unsafe environment.
With the number of miners that are engaged in mining and the price of gold, we can only anticipate that that type of activity is going to increase, and folks may be putting themselves at risk because they don't either have the training or the safety devices or equipment necessary to do it in a manner that's not going to be at risk to them.
Kerwin Kraus is a mineral property manager for the Department of Natural Resources. He hopes that new miners learn about Cohn and prepare to be safe.
Maybe set a tone for people to think and very carefully about the dangers of actually diving. If they don't have training, adequate training and that sort of thing, that they would at least try and talk to some of the other dredgers, get their opinion as to what they should even go out for that matter. It's very risky if they're not have some sort of previous experience.
The department will be sending personnel to Nome to check on permits and board vessels for safety checks in the coming weeks. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.